For any ballet dancer, I think the pointe shoe is such a personal part of her wardrobe, and it's also needs to be sort of an extension of yourself. The more the shoe can feel like your foot, the easier it is for you to dance and the more confidence it gives you. So it's a long time in the lives of a young dancer to try to find that exact right brand or right type of shoe, and then beyond that, how you customize it yourself after you get the already made pointe shoe. My first pair of pointe shoes, I was so excited to get them. I remember me and my friends and my teacher went to a local shop, and she helped us find the right pair to fit our feet. And I was so excited. I had all the accoutrements. I had the lamb's wool. My mom had sewed my ribbons on, and ready to start at the bar, first relevé, and it was so painful. the mirage had sort of dissolved after that, and it was just a lot of hard work and a lot of training and some tears and a lot of Band-Aids. The process of making a pointe shoe hasn't changed in 100 years, and gradually nowadays, over the last 20 years, I'd say, there have been some breakthroughs in technology and different materials used, but the classic design of a pointe shoe is a cardboard shank, which is the lower sole portion, and then the box itself, the part that goes around your toes, is made out of layers of satin and glue, smoothed together and shaped, and there's a flat portion on the bottom of the box that you can balance on it. But yeah, it's just basically paper, glue, and satin. A shank is the lower portion of the shoe that is the sole, but on the inside there's a separate part that the shoemaker will glue in that is cardboard, and that's the hard sort of reinforcing body that actually holds you up on point. Sometimes before a show, I'll put a pair of shoes on the day before, and I'll be like, oh, these will be perfect for Rose Dodge, you know? And then the day of the show, I put that same pair of shoes on, and I'm like, oh, these shoes are terrible. Why did I pick these? So who knows? Sometimes it's your brain, probably. Maybe it's the temperature. Maybe it's, I don't know. There's a myriad of, differences that are minute, but somehow I feel them. So right now I'm going to 3/4 my shank, and first I'm going to peel back the frayed backing that is glued onto the shank on the inside. So, and then I'm actually going to rip the shank from the satin part of the shoe and bend it back. And then I choose where it is. I'm going to snip them with my handy tin snips here from Home Depot. And this is the very last stage of breaking in your shoe before you actually wear them. So I'm going to put them on the ground and step on them to flatten them out a little bit. And now they're ready for my foot.
My name's Julia Erickson. I'm a principal dancer with Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre. Pointe shoes are a very personal thing. They are basically an extension of the dancer, and so that's why we each have such a personal, particular way of preparing our pointe shoes. So I had to dance for about 4 years before I started learning how to dance on pointe properly. Definitely the first 6 months or so was just a kind of exploring that new region between demi pointe and pointe. The pointe shoe fitters have really their own brand of expertise. They measure all the points around the shoe and around the foot and make sure that everything is kind of taut but not pulling too tightly, that there isn't like gapping or bagging with the fabric in certain areas.
In the beginning, the muscles of your feet aren't quite strong enough to support themselves, so a lot of the pressure of your body weight is directly into your toes and your toenails, and there's also a lot of friction. No matter how well a shoe fits, especially if you're wearing tights inside your foot slides a little bit, so that's constantly rubbing on the skin on your toes, and in the beginning, before you build up your calluses, there's some blood involved.
When we come back from being in the off-season, our calluses have gotten a chance to chill out, basically. They're not in top form, just as we as athletes are not in top form after being off for a little while. So when we first start back and we have 8 hours a day in point shoes, it's a shocker to the body. And let's just say misery is company. We're all in it together, and we know that we have to fight through this process and get our calluses redoubled. So we do it, and sometimes we won't maybe wear our point shoes for the full 6 to 8 hours during that first week, just because that's the time that we can get those bloody blisters and all that not fun stuff that you hear about.
Having trouble telling how I feel, but I've been done. Couldn't possibly tell you.